Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Great to have you with us on this Tuesday edition of Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association, by Rico Aller, and by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Michael Schaus joining us. Communications director for NPRI, and he joins us. And Michael, how are you coping? You and the family getting along okay?
Oh yeah, everything's easy. It's good. Actually, nice having everybody at the house. So it's been good. It's been kind of surreal to think that this has been 8 weeks of this now. Remember, once upon a time, it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and now I don't even know what the goalpost is.
Yeah. Now we're waiting to see what the goalpost is for phase two. And God only knows what that'll mean. I want to ask you, though, about the politics of all of this, because there was a recall effort. Apparently, the recall effort it did not win in court over the weekend. But the organizers of the recall effort are saying they're not done. Recalling the governor, how difficult would that be? You need 244,000 signatures.
Yeah, you need quite a few signatures for it. And also, I'm not sure. So one of the things that you have to keep in mind, just the politics of Nevada. I mean, you know, people either love Trump or hate Trump. But when you look at Governor Sisolak, he had a lot of what I'm going to call soft support. People who somewhat disagree with him or somewhat agree with him. I mean, most Nevadans kind of fell in the middle with Governor Sisolak. So I'm not sure that from a political standpoint, there's a huge appetite to recall him. But I will tell you this, I'm sure that he's hurting politically because of the shutdown. All that soft support, these are people that are going to be moving over into the camp of, yeah, this guy's kind of ruining our economy right now. So politically, he's definitely in danger, but I'm just not sure if a ton of Nevadans are ready to go forward with a recall.
Do you see any Republicans stepping out and becoming the standard bearer and saying, Governor, you're wrong. You can't do that. It's unconstitutional. And eventually I will run against you. Is there anybody like that that's stepping up?
I really wish I could say yes. They've been few and far between. The Nevada GOP has been really kind of just gone on this whole issue. I mean, I think initially when the shutdown first happened, the first couple of weeks, everybody in the GOP was just scared to say anything. And since then, there's not been a ton of folks really stepping up and taking issue until you start to look into more of the rural counties. I know a lot of the Republicans in the rural areas of the state are furious. It's ridiculous that, you know, Story County is still shut down, even though they have, what, one case, I think.
Yeah.
And that divide is really starting to drive some of the GOP folks in this state absolutely crazy. But when it comes to in Las Vegas and what have you, there have been very, very few. And I think that that's just kind of that's an illustration of what the GOP is lacking in this state. They just are not nearly as vocal as they need to be when it comes to talking about the average Nevadan and how they're suffering under the shutdown.
And by the way, this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you in part by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association and my buddy Rico Aller at Carson Insulation. I want to ask you, though, about recall efforts, the fact that you've got until recently the governor wasn't talking to the legislature. The word is that even the governor now is admitting that there will probably have to be a special session. What sort of things do you want them to cover? What are the things that Governor Sisolak you think will want to cover?
Well, so here's the big thing that, you know, we're focusing on right now is just the fact, you know, we've got two problems going simultaneously. The first big problem is a lot of Nevadans are hurting. I mean, this is going to make the 2008 recession look like a little blip on the radar. We've got so many people that are out of work, so much of the economy that is shut down that we aren't even really able to wrap our brains around how many people are going to have their livelihoods seriously damaged as we come out of this. So that's problem number one. Compounding that, making things even worse, is the fact that this state is going to have massive budget deficits and shortfalls. I think the last I saw, I mean, we're talking about anywhere from a $1 to $2 billion budget shortfall in the next fiscal year. That's massive for the state that only has, you know, $4.5 billion budget. So that's going to be something that all of us are really going to have to pay attention to. You know that the public sector unions are going to be out there crying for more money. I think next month, a lot of their union negotiations are supposed to take place. So governor probably is going to look for a special session because government simply needs to figure out how to balance this budget. And unfortunately for you and me, there are going to be a lot of government lobbyists, a lot of government agencies, and a lot of government unions that are going to be pushing for increased taxes as opposed to drastic and draconian tax spending cuts. So that's what we're kind of getting our eye on, is how can we present a policy position where we can move forward without taxing the heck out of everyday Nevadans?
Michael, will the governor have to pay a price for the Dieter colossal meltdown? I mean, they're still not whole yet, and it's been 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to have to, right? When you look at what a mess it has been from the beginning. I mean, there's still folks who are having trouble weeks and weeks after they initially filed. So I think he's going to have to pay some sort of a political price for that. The real question is, you know, because we're talking about politics and not policy, are the GOP folks actually going to be out there talking about it? Or is this going to be another one of these, you know, these examples where you just don't have any loud voices on this issue? But I think for the average Nevadan, especially if you are a Nevadan who lost your job and you've been trying to get unemployment or what have you, and you've just been running into problem after problem, issues like that are going to have to be placed at his feet. And I'm sure he's not happy about it, but it's something that it's going to be on the front of everybody's mind.
More with Michael Schaus. We'll talk about the protests statewide. There have been some really doozies in Carson City, down here, across the state. People are taking to the streets. Also, we'll talk about what Phase 2 might look like and when it might look like. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Make sure you prepare with clean water and soap or hand sanitizer and use them often. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, coughing, or sneezing. COVID-19 is transmitted through close personal contact, so keep your distance. Cooperate with response measures instituted by your employer and those recommended by health officials at the federal, state, and local level. Practice social distancing and limit large group interactions. Times like these test our resolve. The strength of our local is what will help forge our city into the future. When the smoke clears, we will stand united. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
If you're looking up at the clock and you see it's almost lunchtime and you live or work near East Flamingo and Pecos, then my friend Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge wanted you to continue to enjoy some amazing food. In fact, the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the last 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu it's available to you right now for carryout or curbside, and that's 24/7. So to place your order, if you want to do it right now, just call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number is indelibly etched in my memory, 702-451-2323. One more time, 702-451-2323. We'll all get through this together, folks, and Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way. If you're hungry, if you're thinking about lunch, there you go, 702-451-2323. Michael Schaus joining us from NPRI. I want to ask you about Phase 2. When do you think we'll get to Phase 2? What do you think Phase 2 will be?
Well, I hate to sound, disappointing here, but I don't really know. And I don't know because nobody seems to know, including the governor, by the way. You know, when he released his three-part plan, it was almost comical how vague he was about everything. It said in there, Phase 2, some more businesses will be allowed to open, and it will take multiple stages. That tells us nothing. Those are just words. It's the word salad put on a piece of paper that he then called a plan. So there's a lot of just uncertainty here. My guess is, if I had to just take a guess, within the next week or two, he'll probably move us towards Phase 2. And I'm thinking, I don't know this, but I'm thinking you're going to see some serious pressure from some of the bigger industries in this state, really pressuring him to say, let us open in gradual steps. So, you know, casinos and what have you are really going to be pushing for it, because even the big casinos right now are looking at their balance sheets saying, we cannot go much longer completely shut down. Parts of us have to start opening up. So I think it's going to be more political pressure that finally moves him towards opening some of these sectors up, as opposed to any scientific metric, because the science has obviously been thrown out the window for a long time, given the fact that some of the state is shut down despite the fact that they have no threat of coronavirus whatsoever.
By the way, the thing that I am now officially, absolutely, I've had it up to here. If I hear one more, you know, soulful piano solo with either a news anchor or sports figure saying "Stay at home for Nevada," I'm going to go nuts. I'm going to go absolutely nuts. Now, we've spent 2 months telling people to stay home. How do we do it the other way and tell them now? Okay, come out, patronize businesses, spend money. How do we do that?
So, well, and here's the part that, you know, everybody got wrong from the very beginning anyway, is that we are human beings. And human beings, we are very capable of assessing our own tolerance for risk. This is something that we do every single day. When you get into your car and you're driving down the highway, I know that there's a speed limit out there, but let's be honest, some people will go over that speed limit.
No.
You are evaluating the risk you're willing to take based on how you drive. And we're capable of doing this. And before the shutdowns, we saw this in action. We saw people deciding to cancel plans to hold conventions. We saw businesses deciding to cancel certain concerts or gatherings. We saw people deciding not to go out so much. And that was us. That was not government telling us not to do things. That was us making our own decision, hey, for the safety of my family, I'm not going to go do X, Y, or Z. And what we really need to understand is that people will do the opposite as well. People will start to go back to their life as they feel comfortable. What government got wrong from the very beginning was this belief that they had to tell us how to behave. And that has caused so much economic damage, it's unreal. You know, you got these sports folks and pundits and everybody saying, stay at home for Nevada. Well, what they don't realize is that it's easy for them to do that. You know, I'm lucky. I can work from home. There are a lot of people out there who simply can't. There are a lot of people out there who, you know what, earning a living and being able to pay their rent might actually encourage them to take a little bit more of a risk. And we're not treating people as individuals when we're sitting there saying, stay home, or everybody go out and spend a ton of money at your local restaurant. The truth is, you know how you should live your life, and government shouldn't be telling you one way or the other. And so that's what I would say, is we really need to get back to this message of do what's best for you and your family and make that decision on your own.
Around the country and here in Nevada, we've seen protests. Will these protests have legs, and will these protests turn into legs that end up making an impact on the November presidential election, statewide stuff, assembly, state senate, stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to have, we're definitely going to have legs, especially if this reopening takes a lot longer than most Nevadans are comfortable with. What we're seeing, there was a CrossFit gym here in Las Vegas that
Apollo.
Recently just... Yeah, exactly. You know, I love that story because you look at that, and what this really is, at some point, these small business owners are going to say, all right, you're threatening to remove, take my license away from me. I'm not going to have a business to run in another couple of weeks if I don't open. So go ahead. I'm going to reopen and you take my license because it's either that or I go bankrupt. And you're going to have that level of anger. And we see that climbing, here in this state, but just across the country. So that definitely does show just the degree to which people are fed up with government telling them to stay at home. What kind of impact that's going to have for the presidential election, I'm not quite sure. We're getting really mixed reports as to whether or not people agree with Trump or disagree with Trump. I saw recently a poll saying 60-some-odd percent of folks think he's handled this crisis, quote, relatively well. But that could all change in the next couple of months. Locally, though, when the legislature finally meets, whether that be for a special session or be for the session next year, Nevadans are going to be watching them, and every time that they propose something to fix one of these economic problems, I think Nevadans are going to remember, hey, you guys caused this problem. Governor Sisolak and his shutdown caused most of these problems. And so that's going to be a real political problem for the Democrats in the next session.
By the way, have you been following The Last Dance on ESPN?
I have not. We've actually kind of been taking this as an opportunity to binge watch all of our shows on Netflix and Amazon. So I have not had any.
What's your favorite Netflix show?
Actually, we were just watching Vikings, and Vikings is actually pretty good. It was a HBO show, I think.
Okay.
That one was pretty good. If you have not seen Chernobyl, by the way, you need to watch Chernobyl. It's fantastic HBO show, great stuff. But watching what happened with China and the coronavirus, and then watching what happened in Chernobyl, there are massive similarities. It's the secrecy, the lying, and the cover-up from the Communist Party in China that has really caused most of the problems when it comes to the health aspect of coronavirus. And it's got amazing parallels to what happened in the late 1980s in Chernobyl. So it's definitely, put it on your list and watch it. It's a miniseries. It's great.
Michael Schaus, running out of time. Thanks so much, man. Always fun having you on. We'll do it again soon, then hopefully sometime down the road we'll get to have you back in studio.
Yeah, it'd be good to see you in person again.
Wouldn't that be nice? That's Michael Schaus. He is the communications director for NPRI, the Nevada Policy Research Institute. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, by Nevada Trucking Association, and by Rico Aller, my buddy, my pal, at the owner of Carson Insulation. Stick around. Coming up, who is better? Those of you that have watched The Last Dance, do you believe Michael Jordan or LeBron James is best? There's a new polling out from ESPN. We'll tell you about it coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. It is Live and Local Now. Nobody's waiting by your side. You've been running for far much too long. You know it's just your foolish pride.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are wavering in afternoon trading after mixed retail earnings reports today. And shares of exercise equipment company Peloton are riding high after SunTrust Robinson Humphrey raised its price target on its stock to $60 a share, a new Wall Street high. Shares of Peloton, which sells exercise bikes and treadmills that can sync up with its digital workouts and other content, are up around 60% this year. Whether or not you're one of the nearly 36 million Americans who have lost their jobs, your income has most likely taken a hit. U.S. workers losing 1.3 $3 trillion in income, amounting to nearly $8,900 per worker, according to a report from the Society for Human Resource Management and Oxford Economics. Approximately 20% of the losses represents workers who remained employed but either accepted a lower pay or reduced hours. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump announces a program to help farmers and ranchers affected by the coronavirus pandemic.
Through this effort, we are providing $19 billion to support our nation's agricultural producers, maintain the health of our critical food supply chains, and provide food assistance to American families.
Farmers may have to euthanize millions of pigs because of shutdowns at processing plants. The chase for horse racing's Triple Crown will start in New York for the first time ever because of coronavirus postponements.
The Belmont Stakes will be run before the Preakness Stakes or the Kentucky Derby. And unlike every year since 1926, the Belmont Stakes will not be a mile and a half long. It'll be shorter. Traditionally, the Kentucky Derby is first in the Triple Crown, but that got postponed from May to September and the Preakness from May until October.
Fox's Jared Max. The Belmont is June 20th. That's moved from June 6th with no fans in the stands. America's listening to Fox News.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now more than ever, it's time for us to say thank you to America's military heroes, past and present. All month long, hear stories of courage, honor, and sacrifice from the men and women who fought on the front lines and continue to keep our country safe. Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, for a limited time, receive a free signed copy of Pete Hegseth's new book with the purchase of a one-year subscription to Fox Nation.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways?
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. How many of you have watched The Last Dance? Is it done, by the way? Is it over now? Okay, we've got all 10 segments. I've watched part of some. And by the way, really well produced. I mean, I thought it was really extraordinarily well done. And I'm, you know, I'm not a big NBA fan, but it caught my interest. But it was interesting that there was a poll conducted by ESPN in the last couple of nights. And 73% of the 600 NBA fans said that Michael is the superior overall player to LeBron James, which surprised me a little bit. Only in that, you know, what have you done for me lately? There's probably an entire generation that have only seen Michael Jordan in old sports clips. But the fact is that after watching 10 episodes of The Last Dance, America has embraced Michael Jordan as the preeminent NBA superstar of all time. 73% said his airness is the superior overall player to LeBron James. Mark Hoke, big sports fan, sitting on the other side of the glass.
Yes, sir.
Speak up.
I am speaking up.
Okay. That's okay. But suffice it to say, you agree with that?
There we go. We got her potted up here. Without question, Michael Jordan is probably, to me, one of the two greatest athletes to ever play sports.
Who's the other?
Tiger Woods.
Oh, okay. Golfer and a basketball player. Okay. No football players? No baseball players? They're not athletes? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I coached sports for 20 years, Kevin, and I can tell you, after, you know, I grew up watching Jordan, and I was a Sixers fan, so he made me cry a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But Jordan going through this series and seeing what he did and all the things he had to deal with and how he pulled that team to those championships and made the people around him so much better. I had never seen any athlete be able to do that before. It is unbelievable. And, you know, he made so many personal sacrifices as well and was going through everything with his father to do what he did. I mean, and seeing that perspective of him now, unreal. Unreal.
Well, what's amazing is that this 73% is consistent regardless of the demographic. You know, how old somebody is, the millennials, they view it the same. Those 35 and older chose the Bulls legend 79% of the time. Those 18 to 34, who I would think would be more LeBron James types, chose Jordan 66%, two-thirds. And when you go into some of the sub-graphics here, better sneaker for fashion, 79% Jordan, Air Jordans, versus LeBron, 21%. The pick for a game-winning shot, who would you take on the game-winning shot? 76% Michael Jordan. And he's done it. I mean, ask John Paxson and others that have been posterized, if you will. Does this surprise you, though, that it's not generational?
I was a little surprised that younger fans leaned that heavily to Jordan. But I think what speaks for itself is six finals, six titles, didn't put together super teams, you know, like LeBron was able to do with, you know, in Miami as an example. And he had Pippen and, you know, you get Rodman in there, but he was doing Rodman and Horace Grant. And then you look around the rest of those teams and the rosters like,
yeah. It was always said, could you put Michael Jordan on the Denver Nuggets or a team that maybe is not that good and they could still win an NBA championship? And the answer is, they'd be a lot better. They'd be a hell of a lot better. Would they win an NBA championship? Don't know. Because when you look at the Bulls' great teams, they had all the role people, you know, Rodman, defensive player of the year. You know, I mean, he was an all defensive team guy. You had Pippen. You had, you know, Steve Kerr. You had all these different guys that were incredible, but they realized that Michael Jordan was the man.
And what I found fascinating was, you know, there was a great story in there about how Steve Kerr got in a fight with Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And just how, you know, Scott Burrell, how he would ride him constantly. And if you could, I know you probably didn't see the middle episodes, but he treated Scott Burrell so badly. I just tore him apart at every turn. Scott Burrell would just smile it off, you know, and do
I like, his job. I forget who the player was. It might have been Scotty Burrell. That one night after a game, he said, "Nice game, Mike." And Jordan never forgot that. And the next time he played him in the playoffs, just torched him.
Oh, it was that kid from the Washington Wizards. That happened where they were playing a back-to-back against Washington.
Yeah.
And it turned out the story was fake. Jordan made it up.
Oh, he did?
Jordan made the story up just to motivate himself. That's the lengths that that man would go to find something to drive him, to tear somebody apart. It was interesting that when Jordan was saying when these episodes were going to start to air, boy, people are going to hate me, but I have even more respect for Michael Jordan after all this was over. It was an unbelievable story to hear everything and everybody around him. And Phil Jackson came off looking like a god in that too, as a former coach. Man, I couldn't imagine controlling those personalities.
Which would you like to have a drink with, Michael Jordan or LeBron James? 65% said Michael Jordan, 35. I mean, in every category of this poll, Michael Jordan wins hands down.
I think the only place that in those polls that I really had a problem with was where it said Michael Jordan had more of an impact off the court. And I think in terms of marketing and bringing the NBA together, I would agree with that. But, you know, LeBron James, as much as I don't like his politics, has done some amazing things off the court. You know, his I Promise School, and he does has done so much work for charity. Yep. There's no question, I think, that, you know, I guess it depends on the perspective of that question. But, you know, if you look at what Michael Jordan did at, you know, with the Barcelona Olympics, yeah, we all remember it. You remember the 10-foot skyscraper with the ad and how everything around the world exploded after it was over. You know, Michael Jordan was the ambassador of sports.
Oh, yeah. Amazing, amazing. That's Mark Hoke, by the way, our executive producer.
Hi, guys.
Hi. How you doing? Good to have you. And by the way, if anybody didn't have the level right, you have only one person to blame. It's the guy at the controls.
Hi.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, it's
me. Stick around. More to do is we're going to get to our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and you know how that works. Those of you that have been with us on the show for a long time, gosh, it's been over 5 years we've been doing this. Very simple. All you do is call us at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And by the way, you want to talk about this Michael Jordan thing? The only reason I bring it up is it's the only time we'll ever bring up Michael Jordan or the NBA, probably on this. Unless they restart the season sometime soon, you know. Sorry, but yeah. We won't be talking a lot of NBA on this program. But in this particular case, and the fact that so many of you saw The Last Dance, because there's nothing else on TV. By the way, when we come back, those of you that have been, you know, locked away in your home, staying home for Nevada, you know what? Americans are planning to travel more this summer than ever, despite the coronavirus. We'll tell you about new polling that's just out of 2,000 American drivers. Yeah. We'll find out if you're ready to travel. Now that we're to phase one and maybe soon to be to phase two, we'll talk about that and more coming up. And if you want to talk about something else, that's okay too. It's all right. You get to choose the topic. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck.
I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you sick of the do-nothing Congress? I am. That's why I'm supporting retired United States Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient Sam Peters for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Sam's not a career politician. He's not part of the D.C. swamp, and he's a real conservative. He's a local Nevada business owner who's active in the community and a man who knows how to get things done. He knows what it means to sign the front and the back of a paycheck. And after more than 20 years in the Air Force, he also knows the bureaucracy that is our federal government. As Sam says, to fix the problem, you've got to understand the problem. And you can bet Sam understands the problems. Let's send Sam Peters to represent us in Washington. He'll get real results on building the wall, securing our borders, reforming Congress, and finally balancing the budget. Join me in supporting Sam Peters by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's Sam Peters, number 4, congress.com.
I'm Sam Peters, and I approve this message, paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Hi, I'm Stephen Silver Cross, candidate for Nevada Regent. This year's primary is an all-mail-in ballot, so be sure to keep your eyes out for yours in the mail. And remember to vote Silver Cross for Regent.
Vote Silver Cross for Regent. Yes, Silver Cross for Regent. Vote Silver Cross for Regent. He's the right man for you.
Paid for by Friends for Stephen Silver Cross.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Time to get to your phone calls on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. In fact, let's go to Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Kevin, this is Nero fiddled while Rome burned. I know you're interested in sports, but America is an adolescent country. It will never grow up. This is rampant superficiality. It's bred in circuses, and it's killing us, these distractions. I understand you and your screener think that an intellectual discussion about the greatest basketball player is appropriate now. I think it's ridiculous. Now, I want to get to politics. I'm sorry.
Whoa. 10 million people watched this thing over the last couple of weeks.
That's the problem, Kevin. That's the problem with America. I didn't watch it. My TV's broken. I'm not buying a new one. I don't have to. That is the problem with American adolescence and its superficiality. Now, I heard Michael Schaus, and I'm going to go back to a theme of I am disgusted with the men of this state. I don't want to go over and beat a dead horse with certain people. Even Cowboy Jim Wheeler is silent, and Jim and I know each other. I don't want to mention Michael McDonald again. We have no men. Laxalt didn't want to be governor. Therefore, since Michael Schaus agrees, I am nominating, we have to draft Megan Barth to run for governor because she's articulate, intelligent, she's one of the few people in the state with balls, and of course she will lose, but she will get what she craves, fame, relevance. She'll be on TV. Don't mention money. Don't even mention money. The money will come in. Don't mention what's his name yet that you have on Wednesday. This is what I think is her destiny.
You think to run for governor, really?
Yes. Who else is? She's not this. I don't want to have a drink with Michael Jordan. I want to have a drink with Megan Barth, and you could tell her that and give her my phone number. I mean, this,
oh okay, my God, we're gonna play matchmaker. This is like too cool.
Well, look, she wouldn't have any problem.
Never know. You never know.
That's right. You never know. No,
styling and profiling.
She's serious. She's articulate, intelligent, and she's got guts. Of course she won't win. She will be famous. She'll be on TV. Who else is going to? We need a head of this state that's going to try or at least articulate to turn things around.
I agree with you, Mike. Thanks, man. No, I agree. I don't know about the Megan Barth part, but I think we need somebody to step up and call a spade a spade. Somebody that can say, a governor, your performance during the pandemic was less than scintillating. You got people marching in the streets against you. You've got the Apollo CrossFit. That's ready to defy you and your administration and your task forces and Jim Mullen. I mean, all of this. Jim Murin, I'm sorry. But I don't see anybody on the Republican side right now that is stepping up to question whether the emperor has any clothes. I'm sorry, but I was hoping somebody would step forward. And it doesn't have to be somebody that's an elected official. It could be somebody else. No. Do I owe you a break? I don't think I do I? No. Oh, God, let's keep going then. Let's go to Ken. Ken, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Kevin. I don't have anything as heavy to say as the last guy. I feel like what the Rolling Stones said after they played behind James Brown. They said it was the worst thing that ever happened to them. Their show was so, boring compared to the James Brown show. But anyway, what I wanted to say regarding Michael Jordan and LeBron James is, Michael Jordan has never been political. He doesn't talk disrespectful about any president and or any people. And, everybody knows LeBron James has been very disrespectful to the president. And about 6 months ago, he said something that I just will never forget. They asked him about the possibility of the Chinese using slave labor to become the lowest price on goods. And his answer was shocking. He just said, I don't really care what they do in China as long as they pay their $35 million to the NBA to have the games played in China. And I just think a lot of people thought that was just totally out of line, especially with the slavery issue here in the United States, and then a black man goes to say that. I think that's why the average guy will consider Michael Jordan a first-class guy, and LeBron James will always be a second-class guy, or maybe even a third.
Well,
and that's all I got to say about that.
Hey, yeah. No. Can I tell you? I think that's why it is so pronounced. 73%. 73% of those 600. And if you go to age groups, 18 to 34, 35 plus, both picking Jordan over James by a wide, wide margin. The last word I want to give to Neil Cavuto after the president stunned the White House press corps by saying he'd been taking hydroxychloroquine. This was Neil Cavuto's Cut 5. And I'm going to let you hear a piece of it because it runs a ways. But here it is from yesterday.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you.
All right. That was stunning. The president of the United States, just to acknowledge that he is taking hydroxychloroquine, a drug that meant really to treat malaria and lupus. The president has insisted that it has enormous benefits for patients either trying to prevent or already have COVID-19. The fact of the matter is, though, when the president said, what have you got to lose? In a number of studies, those are certainly vulnerable to the population have one thing to lose, their lives. A VA study showed that among a population of veterans in a hospital receiving this treatment, those with vulnerable conditions, respiratory conditions, heart ailments, they died. There are also a number of other studies out, including the Journal of the American Medical Association, which examined some 1,438 individuals in the New York area across 25 hospitals from the middle of March to the end of March. The study was a real chance to look at the benefits that the president insisted were hydroxychloroquine. They concluded that among residents hospitalized in metropolitan New York with COVID-19, the treatment or both compared with neither treatment, no statistical differences. A second study done by Justin Gilaris and colleagues at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, Columbia University Irving Medical Center in northern Manhattan from March 7th to April 8th also showed there were no visible differences, that the risk of intubation or death was not significantly higher or lower among patients who received hydroxychloroquine versus those who did not. The VA study to which the president alluded wasn't a loaded political one. It was a test on patients there and those who took it in a vulnerable population, including those with respiratory or other conditions, they died. I want to stress again, they died.
There you have it. Neil Cavuto very much against this idea. And in fact, all of the medical people, believe it or not, said no. The only guy I could find that liked it besides me was Greg Gutfeld from The Five on Fox. All the other Fox people said no, bad move. That's going to do it today. Tomorrow, what will phase two look like and when might we get there? We may get an indicator tomorrow. We'll talk about it. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Live and local now. Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I heard her let him slam. And so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone came with the lamp. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at
790 KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas.
Talk now.